C.S. Lewis completed his first science fiction novel, Out of the Silent Planet, in the fall of 1937. He submitted the manuscript to J.M. Dent with high expectations. After all, Dent was the publishing house responsible for two of his earlier books, Dimer and The Pilgrim's Regress. To his surprise, when Dent read his new manuscript, they turned it down flat. Shaken by this rejection, Lewis sought the advice of his friend and colleague, J.R.R. Tolkien. Tolkien had read Lewis's novel, and he was quite enthusiastic about it. He told Lewis to submit it to Allen and Unwin, publisher of The Hobbit. Lewis followed his advice, and Tolkien sent along a letter encouraging Stanley Unwin to give Out of the Silent Planet careful consideration. In the letter, Tolkien expresses his own admiration for the work, but he bolsters his personal opinion by invoking a local club, a group of writers who also knew the book and thought highly of it. Tolkien writes, "Mr. C.S. Lewis tells me that you have allowed him to submit to you Out of the Silent Planet. I read it, of course, and I have since heard it pass a rather different test, that of being read aloud to our local club, which goes in for reading things, short and long, aloud. It proved an exciting serial and was highly approved." Tolkien's enthusiastic praise convinced Unwin to give the book a chance, so he sent it to an external reader. But the reader completely denounced it. He called the invented creatures of Malacandra bunk and said that the underlying myth stuck in his gullet. Despite these disparaging conclusions, he thought C.S. Lewis showed promise as a writer. "Mr. Lewis is quite likely, I dare say, to write a worthwhile novel one day. This one isn't good enough, quite." Torn between these two opinions, Unwin decided to gather more information. He sent an inquiry to Tolkien, who responded quickly. "Since you ask for my opinion, here it is. I read the story in the original manuscript and was so enthralled that I could do nothing else until I had finished it. My first criticism was simply that it was too short." Tolkien continued with a long, detailed discussion of the book. In it, he admitted that in an earlier draft, the story suffered from a number of serious weaknesses, including problems of style, rather creaking, stiff-jointed passages, narrative inconsistencies, and flaws in linguistic invention. But the book had been significantly revised, and Tolkien's concerns had been satisfactorily addressed. So, as it now stands, the book has much to recommend it.